1082.
Authorize an intergovernmental agreement with the City of Gresham for $968,818 for the Home Investment Partnership Program.
Thank you, Mayor. This is authorizes our annual intergovernmental agreement with the City of Gresham. This is for $968,000, which is Gresham's portion of the home funding, which is a federal funding formula for housing assistance determined by population and other criteria. The City of Gresham intends to use this to fund tenant-based rental assistance, development of affordable housing, and down payment assistance to low-income home buyers.
So just in case anyone's wondering, this is not us spending Portland General Fund on Gresham. It's us being a conduit for federal funds to Gresham.
Funds. Yes, exactly.
Okay, anyone have any questions about this item? Anyone here to speak? And if not, we'll take a vote, please.
Novick?
Aye.
Ritz?
Aye.
Fish?
I just want to make one observation. The two principal funding sources we get from the federal government are community development block grants and the home program. It's been a long time since Congress was able to adopt a budget, so we've been operating under continuing resolutions. This past year, the Committee of Jurisdiction in the Senate voted to essentially defund the home program, which will not happen because it would otherwise get a presidential veto, and we're back to continuing resolution. So the good news is it will not be eliminated, even though it's the most one of the two most effective tools we have from the federal government to help leverage affordable development in our community. The bad news, though, is it is each year being reduced by sequestration, and so it is steadily declining, even though the need is increasing. So I wish, frankly, in a perfect world, we weren't talking about cuts to home and CDBG, and we were looking elsewhere in the federal budget for cuts, but that's the hand we've been dealt. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Mills?
Aye. Okay. Now we have one more item left over.